And we're talking about faith. We're on our long trip through the fruits of the Spirit. And if you recall a few weeks ago, we said we're splitting this one fruit of the Spirit in two parts. We got through love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. And then depending on which song you sing with which kids, the next one is either faithfulness or faith. And I explained that I was going to go to the text and find out why we're going to stick with faithfulness and not get into the idea of strict faith, because we're going to show this, you know, something different being said there. And then I went to the text and I couldn't justify doing that. I said, well, I'll pull up my Greek to show that it's a different word. It's the same word. And I said, well, we're going to have to cover both of these then. So we did a couple weeks on faithfulness and talked about how we can live faithfully for God. We talked about the certainty that we can have of God being faithful. And we looked at how we can be faithful ourselves. And now we turn the page to faith. Certainly a related idea. Like I said, it's the same word in the Greek there. We just have a distinction in English. Personally, I have a little more trouble talking about the idea of faith than I do faithfulness. A little nervous when I was putting this together, because I never know when this is one of those times where I'm going to say something and everybody's going to say, I felt the same way, I'm glad you said it, or I'm going to say it and there's going to be stunned stares saying, how dare you say that? We don't think you should say things anymore. I'm going to take a chance. A lot of times, and I think this comes from some of my upbringing in the church, I'm not completely comfortable with phrases like, you just have to have faith. To me, a lot of times when I hear it, it sounds to me like it's somebody just saying, I don't know. And you get into a discussion with between a Christian and a non-Christian, and it seems to me that when you get to a point where a Christian says, well, you just have to have faith, both people walk away feeling like they won that argument. For me, I've shared, I'm much more of a head person than a heart person. Rachel's working on me, trying to get me there. I'm trying to get there. But I'm more of a head person. I'm a thinker, learner, nerd. I'm a nerd. I like working through ideas. I like trying to understand things. And to me, just have to have faith sounds like I don't know. And so that's something I've been wrestling with as I've been working through this stuff this week. Haven't had a lot of time sitting down with books, but I've had a lot of time sitting down behind the wheel and time to think this week. And I have a feeling that I'm not alone. Please tell me later. I love having conversations with people that think differently than I do and getting aspects and angles that I don't think of. But I suspect that because of our shared heritage in the Churches of Christ, I suspect I'm probably not alone in this idea of being maybe more comfortable with faithfulness than faith. Because faithfulness, that's something I can do. Right? Faith is trusting in what someone else is going to do. And I find it a lot easier to focus on what I'm going to do. I think some of that comes from heritage in the Church of Christ. I think that many of us, Churches of Christ, and many of our churches, are, let me say, fruit-based. I don't want to say works-based, because that's got a negative connotation, but I think we like to focus on, where's the fruit? What are you doing? How can you show your faith? And I think we get a little skeptical of what we can't see sometimes. You know, somebody says to us, I accepted Jesus in my heart. And we lean in, waiting for, and then you do. You know, somebody says, something happened with me, I believe is okay, what did you do about that? And we hear, once saved, always saved, and we say, I'm going to need to see some receipts. You know, gotta see, that's a nice thing to say, I'm glad you feel you're saved, what did you do? How have you been living? You know, Martin Luther looked at the book of James with its practical wisdom and its emphasis on faith through works. And he called it an epistle of straw, had no use for it. And yet, in my experience, in several churches of Christ, other than Romans and maybe Philippians, I think I've been in more Bible classes on the book of James than any other book of the Bible. We like action. We like fruit. We're spending like 9 months on the fruits of the Spirit here. We like learning how to live faithfully, and then we like doing it. And I don't know if that's been your experience, but that's kind of been mine. That's the examples that I've gotten, and that's been what has been taught to me. You believe something? Good. Prove it. And I think that's why I was very drawn to faithfulness. How to be faithful and show what I believe and show that I can do something. And so turn the page to faith. Maybe it shouldn't be different, but it feels different. It's harder to go from that action and what I can do to the trust of faith. And the idea that we see in the Bible about faith isn't about what I'm going to do. It's about what I'm not able to do. It's about trusting in what only God can do. And I think that's harder. Again, I would love to hear in the next week if you had a different experience. I love those conversations. So I think for this week and next, I want to fight with that phrase, struggle with, work with, find a way to come to understand this idea of you just have to have faith. And not have it be, I don't know, and not have it be a concession. You know, sometimes I get up here and say, I got something that I need to share with you. Sometimes I get up and say, there's something I'm working through. And well, I turned the page over to faith and I felt this is something that I'm working through. So I get to do it in front of you. And hopefully I'll get some help. I'm tempted to just say, open your Bibles up to Hebrews 11. And we're just going to go through there. Because Hebrews 11 has that kind of active faith, right? It's got, by faith, a bunch of people did a bunch of things. And Hebrews 11 starts with a statement that sounds very unlike, I don't know. Hebrews 11 says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. That's not a statement to me that says, well, I give up because I can't answer your question, so I'm just going to give the answer if you have to have faith. Hebrews 11 doesn't allow that. But we're going to hit pause on Hebrews 11. That's easy. That's going to give it back to faithfulness, and we're trying to focus on this idea of faith. So we look through what the rest of the Bible has. I promise we'll get back to Hebrews 11. We look through what faith means to the authors in the Bible. And as we've seen in a lot of the other ideas we've looked at, the other fruits, there's a bit of a development. There's different ways that different parts of Scripture talk about faith. In the Old Testament, it's keep the faith. And more importantly, don't break faith. Usually when faith comes up in the Old Testament, it is a statement that God's people have broken faith with God. They are no longer trusting. They are no longer relying on God. They're looking to other things or looking to themselves to get by. And we know how that goes. And we get to the Gospels, and a lot of the discussion in the Gospels is about how much faith do you have. Jesus talks about, you of little faith, or somebody showing no faith, or I have not found faith so great in all of Israel as what I see in this person. Tells the woman, you have such great faith. Of course, we know faith the size of a mustard seed, of course. Jesus seems to be talking a lot about what looks like measuring faith. In fact, his disciples seem to think that's what he's talking about. He keeps talking about little faith and no faith and big faith. He seemed to be talking about measuring. And so they ask him. In Luke, they say, increase our faith. So we've been hearing you talk about measuring faith. We want more. How do we increase our faith? And Jesus tells them they're missing the point. Because this is where the mustard seed comes in. He says, you ask about getting more faith or having bigger faith and measuring against somebody else. He said, I may have used some of those words, but you're missing the point. He says, you ask for increased faith. I say, just make sure you have some. Have faith. He said, if you have faith, even size of the mustard seed, God can use that and grow that, and you can tell a mountain to move. And I think sometimes we've misunderstood that statement sometimes. I know the summer that Rachel and I met, we taught at VBS, and we were talking about David and Goliath. And one of our texts was faith the size of the mustard seed. And I remember we were talking to the kids, can you have faith the size of a mustard seed? You need to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And we were focusing on that size thing again, that measuring. And what he's really trying to say is if you have any, if you have a connection to the God who has the power to throw a mountain out of the way, if you have a connection to the God who has done the mighty acts that we have seen, then you have enough, even if it's small. So the mustard seed is not a goal. It's an example of the great power. And so that's in the Gospels. And then we turn over to the letters, and the tone on faith shifts again. Most of the references to faith that we see in the letters, especially Paul's letters, are talking about things that are done by faith, in faith, through faith. There's always those prepositions stuck in front of faith. And And so that does kind of bring us around to action still. But there's a lot of different actions done by faith, in faith, through faith. And sometimes when those are used, it's not even an action. But what we see in these references, that again, I think we'll get into some specifics more next week, we see that the idea is not what do we do in faith, by faith, through faith, but that the things that we do should be in faith, by faith, through faith. It's not what you do. It's that if you are going to do something, make sure you are connected to the God with the power, with the love. Just like Jesus was saying. And so we see the Bible talk about faith. And it is one of those big ideas that is hard to nail down in a simple definition. Even that good one from Hebrews 11, you know, doesn't quite get the whole idea, because faith is such a big idea. And this idea that is the thing that connects us to our God, that even a little gives us that connection. I think sometimes we need to get out of our own way. As I've been looking at this, and it was hitting me even more this morning as all of our fun events have happened. And maybe this morning didn't seem as hectic to you as it did to me. Kathy gave me a face that she's with me. I don't know if you saw everything that went on this morning. Either came in after some of it happened or just paying attention to more important things. But I was running all over the place here trying to get things to happen right. We turned on the screen and it was frozen. So I went downstairs and I flipped the switch and wait, count, turn it back on. Come back upstairs, get it turned on. And then something that has never happened before, our screen was shifted. Right size, wrong place. So we know nobody got up there with a ladder and moved it. So we said, what are we going to do? And we're walking around and trying to figure it out. I'm playing with menu options. And then the power actually went out. And I'm going outside to figure out what's going on. And it's okay, how are we going to do this? And then it just came back on. And then the screen was right for a little while. Kathy's iPad lost connection during a song. Well, first we had the wrong song up there. You didn't see all this going on, Bill. We had a song with the same title that was a different song. That's what happened at first. And I almost gave you a signal, everything's okay. It's going up. And then by the end of the song, it wasn't okay. So I pulled out my iPad. I'll take it over. 4% battery. I put it right back away. That wasn't going to help. And at some point I said, well, okay, I'll wait for the prayer, and I'll sneak up here and turn it off, and we won't worry about it. And we'll just move on. And I'm going to stop trying to fix all the problems. I'm going to stop trying to take control. We'll just turn it off. And then everything's been okay since. I think. Spelled right and everything. You know, as much as I like the activeness of faithfulness, as much as I like the idea of doing through faith, as much as I like the idea of that James idea of you have faith, show me. And I like to be able to do things, and I like to be able to make things work and make things go smoothly. If it's not in my control to make sure a projector is turned on and slides are going across and a network connection is going, if I can't control that, and I very clearly cannot, it is foolish of me to think that what I do and my faithfulness and my actions and the stuff that I'm doing for the gospel, the stuff I'm doing for the church, is going to be enough. And it is foolish of me to forget or to downplay the idea that without faith we are lost. The idea that only God is capable of getting it right. I am lost on my own. And I am utterly incapable on my own. And so when we talk about faith, we get told by the Spirit the same thing that God's people have been told from the very beginning. Keep the faith. Don't break faith. And then we start to ask questions. How much faith? How big? How long? How often? And we get told the same thing that Jesus told his disciples. Just have faith. Trust that God is big enough. And that if you are with God, that you can be enough. I say, okay, what do we do? What do we do? How do we do it? And we get told, just as Paul said, you should be doing something. But instead of worrying about what do we do, we need to worry about, well, whatever it is that you're doing, do it in faith, by faith. Through faith. Because we won't go wrong if we are connected to God. We are told, whatever you do, do it in faith. Because I will be with you. God tells us to remember, God says, I will be with you. I am faithful. You have faith. So I don't know if that completely solves my feelings about you just got to have faith. We'll talk some more next week. We've been closing each of the fruits of the Spirit with living with and that fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to talk about living with faith, and I'm going to try my best to not turn it into what do? How do we do it? How big? And maybe we'll make some sense out of the things that we say about faith. I mean it when I said that I look forward to the conversations we have throughout the week, and I hope I get to hear from some of you. But that's where we stand today. I know I've appreciated looking through what the Bible has to say about faith and continuing to do so, at least for this next week. I hope you'll be doing some of the same. But for this morning, I think I've said enough. If there's anything you need this morning, we love to hear what's on your hearts. If you need prayers, if you need hugs, if you need baptism, if there's anything we can help with, this is family. This is family time. If there's anything you need, please let us know. Come forward now as we stand and sing.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him, with Him?